As the government and the airline industry debate ways to keep the flying public safe, one possibility being raised is planes that can fly and land without pilots. What if ground controllers could take over a plane that had been hijacked, fly it to a secure area, and land, overriding efforts by hijackers to take over? James Coyne is president of the National Air Transportation Association. He says that technology already exists.
Believe it or not, pilots in modern aircraft really aren't controlling literally the plane the way most people think of pilots in 20, 30, 40 years ago would have their hands on the yoke. Typically, a plane is controlled by its flight management system, which is a fancy name for a computer that takes navigational signals that are broadcast from the ground or using global positioning satellite signals from the satellite systems. And the plane knows where it is. It knows where it's supposed to go. Really, the man on the ground, or the similarly like the pilot in the cockpit, they're both monitoring the computers. And it's really a question of making sure that the plane is following the navigational signals that it's supposed to be following.
Isn't it true that at some airports in the United States now that there are certain kinds of planes that essentially land by themselves so that they can land in bad weather?
Yeah, that's what's called Category 3 approaches. That's the highest level of current technology for landing a commercial airline, and it requires a somewhat more sophisticated installation on the ground of essentially fancier radios and fancier computers in the cockpit. I've been in the cockpit of a 767 who literally landed in fog that you couldn't see from one end of your face to the other, barely, and the plane finds the runway, it flares at the right minute, it touches down its tires, and the pilot literally doesn't have his hands on the controls at all.
If you were going to use something like this to take the plane back from a hijacker, for example, and land it safely, you would have to have control from the ground of the plane without the people in the plane being willing for you to do that. Is that possible?
Well, it is. I mean, it requires a different piece of electronics in the cockpit, but it essentially needs to have a switch, if you will, in the cockpit that can be turned off either by the pilot or turned off remotely by someone on the ground. But it would have to be done in a way so that it could not be foiled by a hijacker. And conceivably, you could give the pilot perhaps a secret code. Let's say he passed out and he recovered, then he might want to take control back. He could punch in a code, much like you punch in a password in your computer, and take back control of the airplane.
I was wondering about that because it does seem to me that pilots would be very reluctant for anybody to fly their plane but them.
Well, you're absolutely right. But you know, there's an old joke in aviation that the airplane of the future will, instead of having two pilots, it'll have a pilot and a dog. The pilot's job will be to feed the dog, and the dog's job will be to make sure the pilot doesn't touch any of the computers.
But you know, all of this sort of fail-safe idea really is the critical idea, isn't it? I mean, if the pilot could disarm the device, then presumably a hijacker could make the pilot disarm the device. It's a terrible catch there.
Well, there's different ways to deal with that. And I mean, there's a lot of new biometric activities that are being considered so that literally the plane would not fly unless the pilot's hands were touching the right button or something like that. But the simplest thing to do to provide a failsafe is to allow someone on the ground to take over control of the airplane if the plane's going where it shouldn't be going. And that's certainly one of the research activities that's being developed right now. There's many others. There's a new technology called refuse to crash, which essentially creates the inability in the airplane's computer to go toward places that you don't want a plane to fly toward.
I hesitate to bring this up, but what about the possibility that somebody takes over the tower or takes over whatever the location is that grabs the planes and flies them?
Well, absolutely. That's what the most obvious need for security, but clearly there, you know where the place is, you know how you have to defend it, and you can also create systems so that if something unusual happened, once again being determined by is the plane going where it's supposed to be going. If it's not, then you could transfer, in theory, the control of the airplane to a different location on the ground that is not subject to misuse.
Mr. Coyne, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
James Coyne is president of the National Air Transportation Association.